Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Unfortunately, we really need to plan ahead of time. And many families, I've seen some families do this right on. I've seen families do it perfectly, where they know how to divide tasks. Honestly, I've over the last couple of decades, I've seen friends go through this, and they should write books on how they did it, because they did a phenomenal job without it breaking the family. But then I've seen patients where all the work falls on just one family member. And there's multiple siblings, there's multiple family members, but they've all gone their separate way, or they choose to fight with the family member that needs help or whatever, and so it all ends up being stuck on one. And that's devastating. It's devastating for the patient, who is a family member that doesn't want to see their family completely fall apart over this. It's devastating for the person who's trying to work, trying to deal with their own life as well as help. And so what do you do when you have family members that don't pull their weight when it comes to taking care of a family member? So, you know, first and foremost, understand that it's not talked about. You know, when you see other families do it, you know, they might not be very open about, you know, why I do all of it, or my patients would tell me why I do all of it. Yeah, and yeah, so-and-so is there, but it's all on me. Okay, so understand that somebody is always going to feel like it's not 1,000% equal. That one person ends up having, let's say, more of the duties. But this is stuff that can be organized ahead of time. And I understand that many families differ in terms of their net worth. And so the person who seems to make the most money might need to take on more of the financial responsibilities of that family member. Well, that's not that horrible if other family members can help in other ways. Can they volunteer? Can they visit more? Can they help with some of the other duties? And the families that don't fall apart are the ones that have this down. Now, is there going to be a sibling, or is there going to be a family member that'll find every trick in the book to skirt any responsibility? You would then need to have like a family intervention and a family meeting and you know, divide up tasks. But fascinatingly, there are certain tasks that some people can do and want to do. Now, there are some individuals that go, look, I am so busy with work, I don't have time to fly out, you know, every month, but I'll pay for this. Okay, so you got the financial support from one person, but now you need, you know, somebody else to be there in person. You know, you can figure out what makes everybody tick. And then if there is a duty that needs to be done that nobody likes, all right, bring in the medical provider, because some of the things you really shouldn't be doing, you do need skilled nursing. You do need to hire somebody. If you don't want to be bathing grandpa, you shouldn't have to be doing that. All right, there's skilled nurses and there's healthcare workers that can help with that. It might cost money, but what you need to do whenever you have a family member that needs care is write out all the things that that person needs. Do they need transportation to doctor's visits? Do they need companionship? Do they need somebody taking care of the apartment? Do they need somebody managing things for them? Do they need, to go to church or temple or mosque or, what is it that they need and what are the duties? And then everybody can divide those up. And it might not be perfect. It might not seem to be fair. But if you could all agree on what could be done and stick to, well, what happens? And that's another conversation you need to have. What if, and guys, I'd rather we have the fight now than later. What if somebody doesn't do their job, do their part? What's the backup plan? If somebody calls out sick so they can't go and take grandpa to where he needs to go, what's the backup plan? Who's the alternate? And what happens if that alternate always gets dumped on? These are conversations you need to have, and maybe not with the family member there. Because sometimes you're not going to be using the most politically correct words. And the family member doesn't want to feel they're a burden. But it takes a lot of work. Now, we do that with babysitting. When there's a baby in the house, we figure it out. We don't just neglect the baby. So who's going to take the baby to daycare? Who's going to be home with the baby? Who's going to take the baby to school? We have these conversations. Sometimes we recruit grandma. Sometimes we recruit aunt. Sometimes we recruit a neighbor. Why aren't we having the same conversations when it comes to an elderly person at home or a person that needs care? And I get people are busy. It's not easy. I get that. And I've seen throughout my years of practice, patients and their family members hide skirt issues, say, well, I didn't like you. I don't like what you did to me, so I'm not going to be there. The problem is you're not only hurting them, but you're hurting the family members that are there to help. And no, you're not alone. Talk to people who did it right or who look like they appear to do it right. I have a lot of anxiety over who's going to take care of certain people in my family. I do, because I worry it's going to all be on me. And I have fantastic siblings, but they're away and they have a lot going on. And so unfortunately, if you get people used to it's all on you, then it'll end up just being that way. And then when you need help, you might not be able to get it. So conversations have to be had. And if you can't get family members to help, talk to your medical provider. There are state services. There are charities, that have people that could help. Your community. So it doesn't have to all be on you. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't have time to keep up with the news and all the horrific things that are going on, but every now and then a headline breaks through where somebody killed their family and spouse. And we have another case where I'm not exactly sure where this happened, but there was a father who killed his wife and his three daughters in the basement of their home after having an argument over finances. And when they interviewed the father, Maher Kasem, he told police that he had retired after working his whole life to give his family a better home, but he felt unappreciated by his wife, Majeda, daughters Halema and Zahia, and Hanan, 24 years old. So he told the police that his wife was worried about money and where she could take it and complained. And anyway, he, I guess, felt that it was justified to murder his family. Now, a 19-year-old son lived through this. He heard the argument and his father going up and down the stairs from the basement. And he heard gunshots. He rushed down to the basement, saw his sister's bodies lying on the ground. And then he watched the father shoot the mother 7 times. Everybody, all the daughters were shot in the head. And then he himself, I think, called 911 right away, telling them what happened, and booked, charged. When the community's in shock. Well, you know, we hear this time and time again, sadly, of individuals that will kill their family. And I've seen fights. I've heard fights. Fights get bad. These fights that people have domestically, they get very bad. And when you see something like this happen, you wonder, were there any signs that these individuals would be murdered by their own father or husband? Were there any signs that he was violent? Was there, you know, did he have a violent past? Did he just have a moment where he lapsed judgment? Did he bring the gun downstairs to do, I mean, what the hell happened? But sadly, this is, I think, the third one I heard in the last 24 hours where somebody decided to kill their wife or kill their family. And that's just what I've heard. I who knows what's been going on across the country or world, or, and it's frightening. And so I'm wondering if we have to have a conversation about the fights we have with our loved ones, our spouses, our parents. Look at how Adam Lanza killed his mom before going to shoot up a school. Now, is it because, well, I thought she was in her sleep when he did this. But you have individuals that'll kill. What about the, I think the Uvalde shooter? Ramos, I think he might have shot his grandma before he left. You know, the family members, whether they're older, younger, appear to not have any problem sometimes just hurting their loved ones. And you think the person you're with is your safest person to be with, just to later find out that they could be your killer. So what do you do? Well, you know, if there is a threat, you got to take it seriously. If ever a family member threatens you, I wish you were dead. I wish I could make that happen. Whatever, anything that has to do with you being hurt, harmed, or dead, you have got to take seriously. Now, that's easier said than done. What do? You have a teenager who said that to you. Do you call the police? Do you have them committed? What do? Well, you have to realize that if somebody makes that threat, it should remind you that they have the potential to do it. Even if they love you. Even if they held you as a baby or you held them as a baby. If they are brought to the point that they could think that or say that, then that means they may not have full control. See, people think, well, I know my loved one. They would never do that. They may bark, but they don't bite. How many of you have had a dog or cat that accidentally bit you? They didn't want to, but it happened in the throw of either a fight with another animal or them playing around and getting excited. I have a dog. She would never bite a flea. She is so sweet. But yes, has she bit me? Yeah, accidentally when we play fight. And I'm aware of that she still has the potential to bite. You have to be aware that you are with family members that could have the potential to hurt you. And if they have no problem saying it or threatening it or getting that mad, you need to know that could be an issue. And you have got to be safe. And you've got to get that person help. If you don't think that person is anybody you could help, get to safety immediately. If there's a fight that's brewing and you see that they're getting mad and they're getting madder, Leave. Now, I rarely fight with my husband, but if I see his temperature rise, we don't need to have it out. We'll talk when everybody calms down. I'll leave. But then we can have a conversation when everybody's calm. Taking a time out in a fight is totally fine. Now, I'm not saying everybody who fights with their spouse is at risk of being murdered, but how many more pieces of evidence do we need to understand that people with families aren't any safer than being killed by a total stranger? And sometimes you're at higher risk because you're the only one they can project their anger on or their frustration on. You know, I had a patient, and I'm trying to remember the details, but they wanted me to treat the husband because he was grumpy. And I, you know, well, what are they grumpy about? You know, is it the job? Is it home life? And the wife had said, well, it's a job. I told him to leave his job, but he doesn't want to, so that's on him. I make his home life happy, but the job is on him. I told him to leave. He's mad. He's upset about it. What could you do to make him like his job more? You know, if somebody's grumpy and they hate their job or they have some other issue, that doesn't mean you're immune to that. And so all of that has to be addressed and looked at. And I think that when we fight, we feel better when we scream and yell. And it's like a pressure cooker sometimes, which is why you always need to communicate. Sometimes when you never fight and then all of a sudden everything comes out, that could be pretty bad. Sometimes when you have a fight, you say, that's it, we're done. I'm leaving you. Well, what do you think that person's going to do? Okay. They might lose it. It's very unpredictable. When you start to shout, when things start to get, you know, that bad, you can't contain some of the emotions or some of the actions. People in fights say things they don't mean. Well, it's just a small step for them to commit an action that they don't mean. And so maybe we need to learn how to fight with our families and learn how to, once it escalates, everybody to their corners or leave. And yeah, I'm not sure what the answer is, because I don't know why these families are sadly being killed. What is it about where that fight went or what was going on in that person's head or why that person didn't get care? And it's not an easy conversation to have. I wish I had a solution. But right now there's a family that is at risk for being killed by either the mom or the father that nobody is intervening on because they either don't know, don't care, or they think it'll never happen. How many times have we heard of women killing their kids or drowning their kids in a bathtub? What the hell is wrong with them? So, you know, what's going on? And if that's why when we have postpartum depression or postpartum psychosis and we feel that a mom is starting to get to her limit, we immediately separate her from the baby. Say, look, we want to give you a break. You just went through 9 months of a very, very rough pregnancy. You went through a rough labor. You deserve a couple days. Let us take care of baby. But you have to separate. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A Russian military transport plane that was carrying 74 people, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, crashed today in a border region near Ukraine. There were no survivors. Marijuana sales in Michigan were high last year, over $3 billion, which is higher than the alcohol sales in the state. Western China reeling from aftershocks after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake yesterday in a remote part of the country. Three people were killed, five injured, hundreds of buildings damaged. Former President Donald Trump won New Hampshire's Republican presidential primary yesterday, defeating former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and moving him closer to a rematch with President Biden this fall. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So something that has spread pretty quickly over the last few years is the training that people have to do for a job. That in medicine, I've seen it, in education and multiple jobs that talk about your bias. And some teachings of critical race theory, and some things are very subtle, and some, shall we say, lessons are outright discriminatory against white individuals. And an Obama-appointed judge has ruled in favor of a Pennsylvania college professor who sued his employer over these trainings. He said they were anti-white, including one that said white teachers are a problem. Now, he is a was a professor at Penn State Abington, Zach DePiero, and he sued for race discrimination after he was allegedly subjected to training that the English language is racist and the embodiment of white supremacy, along with traditional tirades against white people, he says, in professional development sessions and meetings, according to a lawsuit. He told Fox News Digital in an interview that the trainings were traumatic because he couldn't get them out of his head. He said, there's a constant ticker tape like a newsreel I see. I hear that disgusting evil phrase, white teachers are a problem. I wish I could get it out of my head, but I can't. He says, I still wake up with this stuff. I still go to bed with this stuff. It still bothers me. He says, it changed me in a lot of ways. And he says, you often hear that hardship leads to greater character. While that might be true, it certainly comes with a cost. Now, Judge Wendy Beadlestone of the Eastern District of Pennsylvania ruled on January 11th that Professor DePiero had solid grounds to proceed in his race discrimination lawsuit, despite for Penn State's request for it to be dismissed. The judge said that discussing the influence of racism on our society does not violate federal law. But when considering whether to allow the professor's suit to progress, she considered the type of CRT training used at Penn State and said training on concepts such as critical race theory can contribute positively to form a healthy and inclusive working environment. But the way these conversations are carried out in the workplace matters. When employers talk about race, any race, with a constant drumbeat of essentialist, deterministic, and negative language, they risk liability under federal law. So she said that the professor was individually singled out for ridicule and humiliation because of the color of his skin. So this is a lawsuit filed by the Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism called FAIR. When he complained about the continuous stream of racial insult directed at white faculty, he was told by the director of affirmative action that, quote, there is a problem with the white race. The administrator went on to say that the professor should attend anti-racist workshops until you get it. So, you know, this is something that I understand, and I think a lot of us understand, that we had done some horrible, horrible things that should never, ever be repeated and may continue to need to be rectified in terms of discrimination, inequality of pay, lacking access to certain things, certain schools, and you know, we did things and we performed things and acts, some of us did, that were absolutely horrific and should never, ever come back. And we as a society need to stop racism, stop discrimination. We don't do that, though, by discriminating or being racist against other races. If we want to stop discrimination and stop racism, then we don't be racist. We don't discriminate. And that's something that I think bipartisanly we all agree on. Don't go after somebody who's Latino, black, white, Jewish, Muslim. Everybody has an equal chance at a job. Everybody has equal work, equal pay. You don't have to single somebody out, you know, but for some reason, we decided to take training and curriculum in schools to, some of the training is just turning on individuals. And, you know, these kids, these parents speaking out saying, my kid, you know, feels like he's a bad, bad person because of things his forefathers and mothers might have done that he's not doing now. And so is it that school and work is saying, look, what we have right now is a bad situation, and so we're going to tell you guys you're being bad because you're doing the current situation. And it's confusing to people. So if you're going to work, you're paying your bills, you're paying taxes, you're contributing to the tax system so it can help people, you're doing your job, why are we accusing people of being inherently biased or inherently racist? And then, as this allegedly was, where teachers, and God bless our teachers and our educators for all the great work they're doing. If you're white, You're a problem. Are they trying to say no white teachers? Are they trying? I don't understand that. And the funny thing is I don't think the average person agrees with that message. Who's making this messaging? You know, so what are we doing here? And I said you need to be really, really careful of the language. Now, in our school district where I live in Southern Nevada, the minority race in schools is now white. The majority are Latino. So if you have a verbiage of minorities get preference, and the minorities are, you see, you don't want to have that verbiage. It always works against you. So don't discriminate. Don't have verbiage that puts one race in front of another, because it changes. Whites are predicted now to be a minority, if not already in multiple cities across the nation in the next 10, 20 years. So all this verbiage of minorities get preference. Well, now you're again, shooting yourself in the foot if you're trying to give everybody equal opportunity. And how many times can a person be told that they're bad, that they're evil, they're a problem? Is it that you want them dead? Is it that you want them to go and jump off a bridge? You want them to leave the field? It brews more hatred among people. And I thought we were trying to shoot for a society that loved each other, following the teachings of Martin Luther King Jr., the great reverend. I don't understand. It's almost like there's individuals that want the drama, that want the fight. When you tell a worker that they're a problem, they're bad, what are you, now, I understand that there might be language that's inappropriate. Like in medicine, there was something called globus hystericus, which in medical terms was a sensation of a foreign body, something in your throat, that was due to a drop in estrogen. And so if we manage your estrogen, that globus feeling goes away. So Latin terms, globus hystericus was a term, but we've gotten rid of that. So it doesn't marginalize, it doesn't stereotype. Okay. If there are things we need to fix, we fix. But to say people are bad, Dallas Cowboy fans do not like Packer fans after what happened during the wild card round. People are going to, tribal up. That's human nature. But to discriminate and be racist, we don't tolerate. And I think we can have that messaging without accusing everybody of doing it and making people feel like they don't belong in our society. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time to get into the action.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us who fear getting Alzheimer's want to be aware of signs so we could catch it early. We do have some medications that could slow it down. We still don't have a cure for Alzheimer's, but we want to be on the lookout for signs of Alzheimer's. Now, do we have memory lapses? Do we start to have changes in our moods? Do we feel like there's something we were able to do in the past that we just can't do anymore? Sometimes the very early signs are very, very subtle. Well, researchers are saying there may be a visual cue that strange visual disturbances could occur in about 10% of Alzheimer's cases. And when this happens, it almost always signals the impending arrival of Alzheimer's. This is being reported by UPI. The condition is called posterior cortical atrophy. and it involves a sudden difficulty in performing vision-related tasks, writing, judging whether an object is moving or stationary, trying to pick up an item and not being able to focus on it, issues with driving on the distance. And so you start to struggle with everyday tasks because of your vision. So lead author of this study, Marianne Chaplot from UC San Francisco's Department of Neurology, says we need more awareness of PCA so that it can be flagged by clinicians. Most patients see their optometrists when they start experiencing visual symptoms and may be referred to an ophthalmologist who may also fail to recognize it. We need better tools in clinical settings to identify these patients early on to get them treatment. Now, some of you are saying, oh, how could an eye doctor miss this if they're the eye doctor? Well, eye doctors could only do so much if a patient is not reporting that history. So how many of times have you reached for something or and then, oh, I guess it wasn't there, and you don't think about it again? Then your eye appointment is the following June. You're so excited that you're going to get your new pair of glasses. You're trying to solve the letters EA, which is sharper, the right side or the left side. You get through all that. You forget to tell your doctor that these are things that are happening. And so sometimes the history is really important. And sometimes you need a doctor or medical provider to remind you of that history. Have you ever tried to, you know, do you notice you're driving less at night because you don't feel you could judge the space between you and the car in front of you? Are you still driving at night? That's a good opening question. No, I never drive at night anymore. Why not? I just don't trust my eyesight. All right? That doesn't mean you're going to have Alzheimer's, but that could be a sign that you might have an eye issue. Now, mind you, I like adding light. I think I see better when I add more light, but I could still drive at night. But when things are dark, it's a little scary. You know, another thing, too, that I don't think anybody talks about is I was less fearful when I was younger. I think as we age, we get a little bit more paranoid and scared. I would trust anybody. I had roommates, you know, I didn't care who was in and out of the house. Even though I understood that there was crime and bad things that could happen, I was a lot more trusting when I was younger. Maybe it's because when you're older, you've been through enough accidents, you know, you've hit enough deer or jackrabbits in the road where you don't want to do that again. You know, I kind of miss some of my boldness, though. I mean, if there was a spider and I thought I had to kill it, I would kill it. Now I call for my husband or my son. Really? I can't address a spider or scorpion in the house? Really? I'm a big girl. I was able to do that when I lived alone. And now all of a sudden I need help? So I think we do start to fear things, and then the more we fear things, the more we avoid things. And then we end up doing less, and then we start to lose some of our cognitive function. We spoke about hearing loss, and it's linked to dementia. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? If I can't hear, and somebody says something, I go, what? Well, I'll just pretend I heard what they said. Go, oh, okay, huh, that was funny. And I don't know what they said. And so I just don't know. And then I might ask fewer questions because I just don't want to try to have to compensate for poor hearing. Well, what do people do that then have poor hearing? They isolate more. If they can't hear you or understand, then now you're not conversing and getting that mental stimulation from talking to somebody. Now, one sign of dementia is you're losing your hearing. Is it that you're losing your hearing because not so much your ears, but because of the brain functioning is not processing the sounds right? Or is it that you're getting dementia because you're not hearing, so you're not engaging? They really go hand in hand. And so the more we start to avoid things, the easier it is to not use your mind. That's why I tell people, take a class. If you're 60, 70, and you want to learn a language, learn a language. Take a cooking class. It doesn't matter if you get an F. Who cares? But you need to challenge your mind. You need to learn things. You know, I am blown away at what I was able to learn and memorize as a student. And I still have to read a lot and learn a lot, but I could, if you asked me to go through medical school again, I couldn't do it. Because I haven't exercised my brain. Now, going back to this visual issue, what Chaplot's team did is they looked at data of 1,000 patients at 36 sites in 16 countries. And they found that this vision issue started to emerge at the age of 59 on average. So that's kind of young. Now, patients who had this posterior cortical atrophy failed to accurately copy simple diagrams, had trouble gauging an object's location, had difficulty visually perceiving more than one object at a time. Math and reading skills began to falter. 94% of these people later went on to develop Alzheimer's. That's according to what the San Francisco team found. The remaining 6% started to get other dementias, like Lewy body disease or frontotemporal lobar degeneration. The researchers pointed out that far more predictive of dementia than a condition such as memory loss, only 70% of people with failing memories go on to develop dementia. So we keep looking at our memory as the first sign of dementia or something that's a little bit more accurate. And memory is a big issue. But are we asking about our vision? These findings were published in the study, the Lancet Neurology Journal. And so what the authors believe is that this posterior cortical atrophy or this eye issue will emerge first before the actual dementia. Which means if you could catch that at age 59, maybe we could use some of these medications to slow down that tau protein that builds up in the brain. So I really do believe that we are in a much better position now to stave off dementia than we used to. 60% of these people, by the way, were female, interestingly. But you know, we need better ways to identify people early. And if the average person isn't really aware, I know I'm not. If you ask me, you know, have I forgotten my keys? No. I don't think I've forgotten my keys in months. But what if I did and I forgot about it? Something to think about. 1-877-DR-SELLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.